My name is Beth French, and I am part of the First Women UK Photography Project because I am the first person, not just the first woman, but the first person to swim from Cornwall to the Isles of Scilly. It's 27 miles as the crow flies, but going from Cornwall to the Isles of Scilly is actually against the Atlantic current. So it had never been completed before, as I said, and only completed ever once going the other way.
What events in your life led you to thinking, this is it, this is the thing I'm going to do, this is a great idea?
Sure. There wasn't a time in my life where I don't recall wanting to get in water. I mean, as a tiny tot, I was the child that took their nappy off and climbed in a bucket. I remember 4 or 5 years old, just my mum being terrified of taking us all to the beach. I'm one of four, and I was the toddler who would just go straight into the sea and keep going with the waves crashing over my head, trying to get out and go to the horizon. I always felt compelled to try and get out into the horizon in the sea. And then when I was 10, I ended up getting very ill and was ill all through my adolescence. At 17, in a wheelchair, I was diagnosed retrospectively with ME and
Okay.
told that I may never get better. So all of my hopes and dreams that I'd built up over my teenage years were kind of dashed. My big rebellion was to actually fight that. To fight the refu you know to re fight the sort of diagnosis and fight the prognosis of not getting better. So I ended up having a very adventurous 20s, sort of fulfilling all my bucket list. And so when I turned 30, sat there and looked at, as you do in your 30, kind of look at your life and what you have and haven't achieved, and realized it was the only thing left on my bucket list. And I knew that I couldn't put anything else in the way. So I thought I would hate it, thought it would be the most harrowing thing that I would ever do in my life, and actually loved it, fell in love with the whole process.
And how much have you done now? I know that you didn't stop at the Cornish adventure. There have been many more, haven't there?
Yes, so I have swum, I think I've completed 8 different channels now.
Is it something you still feel compelled to do, or are you getting to the point of I can do that now. I know I've done that. That feeling of achievement. Have you reached a level of fulfillment in that respect?
Once I'd swum from Cornwall to the Isles of Scilly and realised I was one of those people who could do something that had never been done before, which I think we're all guilty of a little bit of saying, oh, I'm not the sort of person who could possibly, or must be a special kind of person who does these things. When I
Absolutely.
realized that actually I claim that and I am one of those people, we can do these, I wanted to attempt to swim. There's a list of channels called Ocean Seven, and I wanted to try and swim them all in a single year. It's like my dream year, traveling around the world swimming. It was just heaven. Actually, partway through that project, I had a bit of an epiphany as to why I was swimming these big distances in the first place. And it was this kind of to prove that I was over ME, to prove to myself that I could push myself. And it was
Right.
during my fifth swim in the year, I actually elected to get out of the water halfway through. And I just realized I had nothing to prove anymore. I'd answered all those questions. I needed to listen to my voice of when to say enough was enough, regardless of when that was, and give myself that power to say yes or no. I think we get caught in bigger, better, faster, more, and defining success in your own right was my journey and my life lesson. So I've changed. I don't feel compelled to do big distances.
It seems like also this is kind of a way to make friends with your body, because it must have felt like it was against you for such a long time.
Hugely, yeah. I mean, swimming water, well, I can't call it swimming. When I was at my illest, I was wheelchair bound. We had a sort of an old Victorian pond that where I lived on the farm, and my dad sort of dug it out with a digger and lined it with, black sheet plastic, and I could float in that. We filled it up from the stream, and I could float in the water, and it was the one place where I didn't hurt. It was the one place where my mind could shut down. So water really was always my solace. And yes, I was the proverbial water baby, but it never left me, and it became this real place of refuge. And I truly did fall in love with my body because I fell in love with what it could do, not what it looked like or how I felt in it. And so yes, swimming these big distances became this proof of love for my body.
Can you describe to me your photo in the exhibition? What does it look like, and how did it come about that that was the shot that got used and got taken?
So it's an incredibly statuesque kind of picture, an image, and it was a beautifully warm, sunny, I think it was September late afternoon. So you've got this really sort of golden light, and I'm striding along the shorefront with my face upturned to the sunlight. And Anita said she wanted to use that particular shot because it was statuesque, because it was kind of strength of the woman, but with the womanly shape. So it was form of a female with all the strength of a channel swimmer. Mm. And yeah, whilst I'm not comfortable with the fact that the world can see me in my swimming costume, it is such an important lesson for me to actually get comfortable with the fact that I'm a strong woman, and that's good.
What does it mean to you to be in this exhibition? How does it feel? And why is it important?
To be part of the 100 women portraits was an incredible honour to be asked. I was completely flabbergasted because, I mean, we all suffer with a bit of imposter syndrome. But it is so important to be seen. We need women to step forwards and let themselves be seen, to stick our heads above the parapet and to claim our space. It's so important to actually keep it in, kind of keep that focus coming, that it's fantastic that there are women breaking boundaries, but there are still so many boundaries to be broken.